The following podcast is part of the Asian Civilizations Museum's Saturdays at ACM.
Join our two explorers on an adventure to discover a whole new world.
Who knows what this adventure will entail as we journey into the unknown and travel back in time with two Asian legends. In this podcast, you will hear a story inspired by a well-known Japanese legend, Urashima Taro. Our story is called Taro's Promise.
Look, there's a shrine right there. A man riding on the back of a giant turtle.
Urashima Taro, a fisherman, left his land in 478 AD and returned in 825 AD.
Wait, that's impossible! 478 AD to 825 AD? That's more than 300 years! How did he live for so long?
He visited a kingdom where people never die, and he returned with a tamate bako. Tamate bako? A long time ago, in a small seaside village in the south of Japan, lived a young fisherman named Taro. He was a capable fisherman, and he had a kind heart.
Silly turtle, I'll flip it on its back and it won't be able to move. Watch out, I'm going to poke you with a stick. You can go back to the water. You can go back to the water.
Child, you should not be doing that. That is cruel. The turtle has done no wrong.
Why do you care? It's none of your business. You're just a fisherman.
If you do not leave that turtle alone, I will have no choice but to put you in my fishing net. But if you leave that turtle alone, I'll give you the fish I caught today, and you can sell it.
That is a lot of fish you caught. Fine, I'll leave the turtle alone. You're no fun.
You, my turtle friend, will live a long and full life in the beautiful sea.
Taro then gently flipped the turtle on its back and watched as the turtle made its way back into the sea. A few days later, Taro got into his fishing boat as usual and went out to sea to fish. As he gazed out into the calm sea, he heard a strange voice calling out to him.
Taro-san, Taro-san.
That's strange. Someone is calling out to me, but there are no boats around. There is no one around.
Taro-san, Taro-san.
Taro looked down at the water, and staring up at him was a large turtle. He was so surprised, he nearly fell off his boat.
I am the turtle you saved that day. The king of the Dragon Palace, deep beneath the sea, has heard of what you did. He will reward you.
A kingdom under the sea? I must see this. Take me there, great turtle.
Come, the journey is far. I will carry you on my back.
Taro straddled the turtle's back, and soon they were both gliding down, down, endlessly down. Taro was surprised to see he did not have to hold his breath. He was breathing under the water. The deeper they went, the darker it became. Taro could see nothing but black.
We have arrived, Taro-san.
The turtle brought Taro to a towering wall of coral. It was guarded by an army of swordfish.
Let us through. This is Taro, an honored guest of the king. Taro-san, welcome to Dragon Palace.
Taro dismounted from the turtle's back and was surprised by the vision before him. The paths were lined with swaying seagrass with shades of blue, green, and purple. The palace building was a curious shape, made of a million shells and corals. Everywhere, seahorses, dolphins, crabs, and other sea creatures mingled happily.
Here comes the King of the Dragon Palace, His Royal Majesty.
Welcome to Dragon Palace, Taro. I am the Dragon King. Taro, I brought you here today because you didn't just save a turtle's life. You saved my daughter's life.
Taro turned to face the turtle who brought him here, but in its place stood a beautiful princess in a kimono made from iridescent scales. Her long black hair flowed behind her, crowned by a headdress of luminous pearls.
I am Princess Otohime. Tonight we celebrate your kind deed. You will be treated like royalty here.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you, Princess Otohime.
Taro feasted on delicacies from the seven seas, while all around him, sea creatures played the taiko drums and koto. Dolphins, squids, and whales danced in circles around him. What he heard, saw, and tasted was beyond anything he ever experienced in his life. The festivities continued into the next day. And the next. Taro began to lose track of how many days he had spent in the magical kingdom. One day, Taro thought of home. He realized how much he missed his homeland. He worried about his family.
Taro, why do you look so sad? Come, the fishes will sing for you.
Princess, I do not wish to be ungrateful, for you have been kind to me.
You may speak your mind.
I wish to return home. It has been a long time since I've seen my father and mother. I worry there is no one to look after them.
You are a good son, and you saved my life. I will help you return home.
Thank you, Princess.
But things are different here under the sea. While you were here, 300 years have passed.
That is impossible. What about my family? Are they gone?
There is a way for you to see your family again. This is a tamate bako, a magical box. Take it with you.
The princess held out a shiny black lacquered box, decorated with sea glass and beautiful jewels. Taro took it carefully in both hands.
Taro, do not open this box. As long as you leave this closed, you will remain happy and surrounded by your family.
What will happen if I open the box, Princess?
The spell will be broken, and you will find yourself old and alone.
Thank you, Princess. I promise to never open the box. I will always treasure it and remember my time here. Farewell.
With that, Taro was led back through the coral gates and floated back up to the surface of the sea by a school of jellyfish. He soon found himself back in his fishing boat, the black box in his hands reminding him that it wasn't a dream. Taro was reunited with his family, as though he never left. Throughout his life, Taro kept his promise to never open the box. He kept the Tamate Baku safe, a precious memory of Princess Otohime and the kingdom under the sea.
What a beautiful story!
Everyone at home, tell me, would you have opened the box?
I would not. Who knows what terrible things might have happened? I'm glad Taro kept his promise and did not let his curiosity get the better of him.
Before we go, we would like to recite a poem together with all of you at home. The poem is called Taro and the Deep Blue Sea. The words are here on the page, so recite it along with us.
Taro dived into the deep blue sea. So many creatures he saw, as many as can be. Floating on the turtle's back, the dragon kingdom, deep down in the black. Whales and dolphins sang a lovely song, but the days spent were 100 years long. Box he was given, a memory of his days, never to be opened, the princess says. Taro left the deep blue sea. He was happy as can be.
We hope you enjoyed the story and exploring a whole new world under the sea with us.
The story and voices are presented by Dawn Lee and Michelle Buerta. The music and sound pieces are from peritune.com, Lobo Loco at freemusicarchive.org, and Audio Library. This production is presented by Act 3 International.
Thank you, Asian Civilizations Museum, for having us, and to UOL for your support. And of course, thank you to everyone at home for joining us. Thank you and goodbye.